and Regala is fading off in the background. Thank you, Brian Young and Crash Course for the Ravers. This show of Acoustic Sailing could be called the Massachusetts Show because Paul McCartney is 80 years old. We'll be hearing a lot of music by Paul McCartney. And whatever you want to hear, call me at 855-915-9636, and I guarantee you I will play whatever it is that you want to hear. We'll start the show in about 60 seconds, so get ready, everybody.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
182 over 100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110, and I had a stroke. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
And your friends right here on WMFO in Medford. Thank you very much for listening, and we're starting the show now. Again, this is going to be Paul McCartney centric for the next 60 minutes. I'll play a lot of different things, so if you're not a Paul fan, don't you worry. This is WMFO Medford.
I've just seen a face, I can't forget the time, a place where we just met. She's just a girl for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. I'd have been another day, I might have looked the other way, and I'd have never been a word. But as it is, I'll dream of her tonight. Di-di-di-di-di-di. Falling, yes I am falling, and she keeps calling me back again. I have never known the like of this. I've been alone and I have missed things and kept out of sight, but other girls were never quite like this. Falling, yes I am falling, and she keeps calling me back again.
Jim Sturgess there with a Beatles classic tune called I've Just Seen a Face. And Jim, you do a wonderful job. It's very, very sweetly done. Very, very nice. But I just have to play the original. This is the Beatles, and it's mainly just Paul McCartney. He pretty much did just about everything on this record. It's a song called I've Just Seen a Face, and it was actually on the Help album, but in America everyone knows it from Rubber Soul, and it's a classic song. I can't think of Rubber Soul without thinking of this song starting it, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. This is going out to my daughter Emma. We saw Paul McCartney at Fenway Park, and he was wonderful, and this is one of her favorite songs, and I hope it's one of yours.
I've just seen a face, I can't forget the time or place where we just met. She's just a girl for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. I
Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way, and I'd have never been aware. But as it is, I'll dream of her tonight. La da 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 da. Falling, yes I am falling, and she keeps calling me back again. I have never known the like of this. I've been alone and I have missed things and kept out of sight. But other girls were never quite like this. Da 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 da. Falling, yes I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. She keeps calling me back again. I've just seen a face I can't forget, the time or place where we just met. She's just the girl for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. Na na na. Falling, yes I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. Falling, yes I'm falling, and she keeps calling back again. Oh, falling, yes I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again.
Thank you. the guitar riff.
When I'd done that, I thought, wow, that really does sound like John. I hadn't realised I'd sung it like John. But, you know, because we came up through the same influences, we could sort of do each other's vocal styles a bit. You know, if we had to switch and he had to do the harmony on Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, for instance, he could have easily done that. It's a very Burr song and it's got this very hot guitar.
Paul McCartney of Kurt with Let Me Roll It. And before that we heard Robin Hitchcock's version. We heard Lake Street Dive. At the end of the program, I'll do a rundown of all the songs, so I'll keep you right up to speed. This is another Paul McCartney song. This one came out many, many years later from Let Me Roll It, and it's a lovely tune. In my opinion, it's one of his great later day songs. It's a tune called Calico Skies.
Written that I would love you from the moment I opened my eyes, and the morning when I first saw you gave me life under calico skies. I will hold you for as long as you like. I'll hold you for the rest of my life. Looking for ways to love you, never failing to fight at your side. While the angels of love protect us from the innermost secrets we hide, I'll hold you for as long as you like. I'll hold you for the rest of my life. Long live all of us crazy soldiers who were born under calico skies. May we never be called to handle all the weapons of war we despise. I'll hold you for as long as you like. I'll hold you for the rest of my life. Rest of my life.
Lovely music right there from the great Paul McCartney, who turned 80 years old today. Let's hear it for Paul. And a little more from Paul McCartney on WMFO Medford.
Her Majesty, take one.
Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I wanna tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, someday I'm gonna make her mine. Oh yeah, someday I'm gonna make her mine.
Oh, thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Two.
Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I wanna tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, someday I'm gonna make her mine. Oh yeah, someday I'm gonna make her mine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I wanna tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, someday I'm gonna make her mine. Oh yeah, someday I'm gonna make her mine.
Wanna hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's Paul McCartney and the Beatles doing Her Majesty. Happy birthday, Paul. This is WMFO in Medford, and I would love to have you call me. Tell me what Paul McCartney means to you. Tell me what you want to hear. I have a request now. This is a song that came out a matter of approximately 6 months ago. It's by Joy Crooks. It's going out to EFM. I hope you enjoy this, EFM. It's a song called When You Were Mine on WMFO Medford.
Summer of 16, was it love or nicotine that made us mellow on the 31st? It was penny paradise, just a pretty little lie, and it hit me when I saw you. Hand in hand, cold harbor line, never take it easy on the PDA. You and that kind when you were mine.
just can't hate them. You're breaking all the rules down Electric Avenue. Oh, I've never seen too many moves. Hand in hand, cold hearted lay. Never take it easy on the PDA. I don't miss you, least not that way. But someone better want me like that someday.
This is WMFO in Medford, and it's kind of like shopping music in the background. I kind of like it. I hope you like it too. Saturday afternoon music. It's 4:27 if you're in the Boston area. If you're listening to this show on the web, it's WMFO.org, and it could be a different time. But right here in Massachusetts, it's a cool June day. It's kind of nice. And I got Antonio Carlos Jobim in the background with a tune called Wave. It's kind of a shopping song. If you want to, you know, pick some pears up or apples, I hope you can do that while you're listening to this song. Next up, I have a song going out to Sarah, and it's a real winner of a song. It starts right away, so I hope you like it. Listen closely. This is kind of what the new kids or the new generation, the young kids, are listening to. It's a fellow by the name of Rex Orange County, and it's a real banger of a song. It's called Best Friend, and I hope you enjoy it. Remember, call me at 855-915-9636, and I'll play a song that you want to hear, and That's a guarantee. Remember, you were listening to live radio, rock and roll radio, WMFO, Medford, and here is Rex, Orange County.
I should have stayed at home. Cause right now I see all these people that love me, but I still feel alone. Can't help but check my phone. I could have made you mine, but no, it wasn't meant to be. And see, I wasn't made for you, and you weren't made for me. Though it seems so easy. And that's because I wanna be your favorite boy. I wanna be the one that makes your day, the one you think about as you lie awake. I can't wait to be your number one. I'll be your biggest fan and you'll be mine. But I still wanna break your heart and make you cry. But won't you wait? You know it's too late. I'm on my own shit now. Let me tell you how it feels to be fucking great. I feel great. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You need to be yourself. Someone for loving you instead of someone really cool that makes your heart melt. Who knows what you truly felt? You're still my favorite girl. You better trust me when I tell you there ain't no one else more beautiful in this damn world. In this damn world. You're gonna be my best friend, baby. You're gonna wanna be my best friend.
One now. Everybody has one. They're almost gone. They're portable, lightweight, easy to use, collapsible, convenient, and guaranteed. Get one now. The new Super Jumbo Deluxe. Handy, pre-wrapped designer colors and available in all sizes. Get one now. They won't rust, tarnish, blister, crack, or peel, but they might kill you.
Hello, I'm Howard Beamer, and I'm running for state's attorney general. This is my pledge to you. If I'm elected, I promise that if anyone breaks the law, I personally will go to his or her house and beat the shit out of them.
Backwards words say to use die. Again go I there. Shit-o. The following statement is true. The preceding statement was false. On Saturday morning, it's adventure time. Don't miss Frontier, the story of 30 people who brave bitter weather, loneliness, disease, starvation, and hostile Indians to reach Utah, only to find they don't like it there. Then it's Ranger Dan and his big dog Dick, or Ranger Dan and his big dog Dick.
Never knock. Every job I offer used to keep you at the dock. Career opportunity, the one that never knocked. I hate the Army and I hate the RAF. I don't wanna go fighting in the Germany. I hate the seven savage boom. I won't open that bomb for you. Career opportunity, the one that never knocked. Every job they offer used to keep you at the dock. Career opportunity, the one that never knocked.
Oi, 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 oi. Bus driver, ambulance man, addicted to drugs, all the time.
They're gonna have to introduce conscription. They're gonna have to take away my prescription. Every job they offer used to kick you out the door. Career opportunity, the world that never knocked.
Career Opportunities right there by The Clash, of course. Who else could that be? This is WMFO in Medford, and we're going to change things up. This is a track that you've probably never heard before. It's by this wonderful singer and violinist named Andrew Bird, and he's playing right now with Jonathan Richman. That's Jonathan Richman of Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers, and I hope you enjoy this. I know I do. It's a tune that Jonathan wrote. It's called The Fenway. And here we go without further ado.
Jonathan Richman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Andrew.
Hey. Thanks for coming down. And I've been looking forward to this one with great anticipation. I'm a huge fan of your music and your body of work. And
thank you.
And I've enjoyed our telephone conversations up till now. So here we are in the flesh.
Yeah, I'm excited too.
All right. Let's just start with a tune of yours.
Yes.
Well, I was born by the Fenway in Beth Israel Hospital. Could that help to explain why I love the Fenway so well? Nowhere do I feel more at home, it seems, than on the Fenway where I've dreamed my dreams. When I was small, we'd go to old Mechanics Hall, and we got to see mighty Ted Williams hit one over the right field wall. Oh man, nostalgia comes out every day, it seems, on the Fenway where I've dreamed my dreams. Sometimes it rains there, and then it's just plain damp and cold. Sometimes I'd roam its little path when I felt old. Now smell the air, and you'll smell exhaust fumes everywhere, because the Fenway's just too narrow not to be bothered by the mail. But there's a silence to the place as you stand there in the sun. And there's an ancient haunting sorrow, because its glory days have gone. And there is silence in the Gardner Museum on the Fenway, where I've dreamed my dream. And there's a silence to the place as you stand there in the sun, and an echo from an era that's already past and gone. And there is silence in the Gardner Museum that's on the Fenway, where I've dreamed my dreams. Boston's Fenway, where I dreamed my dream.
Classical music, and I never wanted to listen to it because it was Beethoven and Tchaikovsky and sort of big words like that, and Schoenberg. I always thought, something like a taxi driver the other day said, had some sheet music of a Mozart thing, and I said, "What's that?" And he said, "That's the high class stuff. You won't like that." He said, "No, you won't like that." And I said, "Well, what is it?" He said, "Oh no, you won't like it. It's high class. That it's very high class, highbrow," and. That kind of way, I always used to think of it. I used to think, that's very clever, all that stuff. And it isn't, it's just exactly what's going on in pop at the moment. Pop music is the classical music of now. People just take our music and, in a line, and we just sort of say, she was just 17. And they read everything into that. She was a 17-year-old nymphomaniac working on the streets of Broadway. But, what we meant is she's just 17. But it might mean all the other as well. I don't know, I've no idea if there's any Aeolian cadences and, miasmic climaxes and all of that. I mean, we're the last people to know about our songs, because the pop world's never heard the pop world as such. Because we can't, it's like if you look at a snapshot of yourself, you're looking at what tie you were wearing, or whether you were looking nice in the snapshot, but anyone else would just take the snapshot and say, "Oh, that's good, that's a snapshot of Tony," that's nice. We really just always think of ourselves as just happy little songwriters, just little rockers, just playing in a rock group. But it gets more important than that after you've been over to America and you've sort of got knighted. Blinding in the sky with light.
touring and when it was at a sort of peak of hysteria, instead of just thinking, oh, that's nice, I mean, we could have just thought, aha, click, you know, let's use this and for evil, you know. But there's no desire in any of our heads to sort of take over the world, you know. That was Hitler, that's what he wanted to do. There is, however, a desire to get power in order to use it for good. If you've got power, you've got to use it for the good. Because like everyone else, we read the papers, we go through all the things that most people go through. So if everyone wants to say a thing at a certain time, it's handy being a songwriter. You know, you can put your finger on it, like a yellow submarine. You know, that was lucky though.
Wonderful words by Paul McCartney, and happy birthday, Paul. That's really all I can say. And one more by the great Paul McCartney.
To lead a better life, I need my love to be here. Here, making each day of the
call mine. Waste a day. down the drain. How many moments has he lost today? And who among us could ever see clear? The end is coming, it's almost here. Wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days. Wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives.
Around my head, just this cracked up dashboard Jesus who's pretending to be dead. I got no answers to most questions, I got no reasons, just these rhymes. What's the use in chasing facts when one plus one is right? Wonder laser. Say he would cram. This love we are in. Well, I ain't no holy roller, and I'm not the type to pray. The church beyond my steering wheel is just another day. And my cracked up dashboard Jesus, he never looks me in the eye. But I swear to God he winked at me when I took it for a ride. Wonder laser, hey yeah. Wonder laser, way. If my dashboard Jesus had to say, he would crown. We are in. There's a magnet on the pedestal, don't know how long it will last. Sometimes he falls over when I'm driving way too fast. He's peeling at the shoulder, he's missing his left hand. My cracked up dashboard Jesus is the finest in the land. Wonder dashboard Jesus had to say he would crown. This love we are in.
This is WMFO in Medford, and it's time for the rundown. Here's a list of all the songs you heard on today's program. We started off the show way back at 4 o'clock, and back then it was the first song, Jim Sturgis doing I've Just Seen a Face from Across the Universe. Then it was the Beatles doing the very same song, I've Just Seen a Face, and that was from the album Help. In America, most people know it from the album Rubber Soul. It was the lead-off track, and the rest of the album followed. But it was initially on Help in the UK. Then we heard Robin Hitchcock with Let Me Roll It from Listen to What the Man Said. Lake Street Dive did Let Me Roll It from Fun Machine. Paul McCartney did his own version of Let Me Roll It from Band on the Run, and it was the Cardigan rehearsal we heard from the 5th of February, 1993. To wrap up my Paul McCartney set, we heard Paul McCartney doing Calico Skies from the album Flaming Pie. Then it was the Beatles with Her Majesty. We heard Takes 1 through 3 from the Abbey Road sessions. Joy Crooks going out to Emma. We heard her song When You Were Mine from her record Skin. Antonio Carlos Jobim did a little bit of shopping music for us. The song called Wave from the 20th Century Masters, the Millennium Collection, the best of Antonio Carlos Jobim. Then it was Rex Orange County, a song called Best Friend. That was the Best Friend single. We heard The Clash with Career Opportunities from their first record, The Clash. Jonathan Richman sang The Fenway. He did that with Andrew Bird. It was a live session he performed with Andrew Bird, and it's a real winner. Check it out if you can. We heard Trey Anastasio with Discern from Se De Mayo. Then it was the Beatles with Here, There, and Everywhere, the mono version from the Beatles mono box set, disc 7. And one of my absolute favorite songs, not just the Beatles songs, but just one of my favorite songs. John Mellencamp and with a little help from Bruce Springsteen did Waste the Days from Strictly a One-Eyed Jack. We heard Katie Johnson with Dashboard Jesus from Peasant of the Wreck. Barrage, a minute ago, gave us the Ukraine off of Barrage. I hated to talk over that, but I had to. And in the background, there's Miles Davis performing Round About Midnight from Plugged Nickel Sampler. And I have to leave you folks. It's been a treat to play you all this music. I'm on every Saturday from 4 o'clock till 5 o'clock right here on 91.5 FM. There's a lot of wonderful shows on this very station. You can start your Saturday with Mike on the Mic at 9 o'clock. And then it's Something About the Women at 11. Brian Young and Crash Course for the Ravers. They're on from 1 o'clock all the way till 4 o'clock. And then it's my show from 4 to 5, Acoustic Sailing. Look, take care of yourselves. Have a wonderful, meaningful weekend. And in the words of Mark Twain, remember this. The two most important days of your life are 1, the day you were born, and 2, the day you find out the reason why. Thank you all for listening. Take care. I'll be talking to you soon. This is WMFO Medford.
Black flag is flying from the top of the head officer's wall.